The doors going into Mana Soup Kitchen in Durango have been closed to the public since mid-March, but that hasn't stopped one of the region's few soup kitchens in providing meals and food to the people they serve. Ann Morse has been the executive director of Mana Soup Kitchen for 2 years. Morse says these last few months have been the busiest they've ever seen.
We've been able to put out more food than we ever have. We're seeing our total meals served double in the numbers that we were doing. In April, we served over 11,000 meals. And in May, we did 9,594 meals. So we're really seeing a huge need in our community.
That's over 20,000 meals in just 60 days. Moore says comparatively, in April and May of last year, the soup kitchen averaged around 5,000 meals each month. In a pre-COVID world, community members could come in and sit down in the soup kitchen for a hot meal. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, Mana Soup Kitchen has pivoted from in-person dining to grab-and-go. Grab-and-go meals are available 7 days a week from 9 to 11 a.m. at the soup kitchen. Marissa Hunt is their program services manager. She says with the current social distancing restrictions and people not necessarily sharing the same household, in-person dining will be difficult to facilitate, and the grab-and-go option will be in place until further notice.
It's very clear that there's a huge need for our services, and we think that the longevity of us being able to serve these meals without posing any risk to the people we're serving, our staff, you know, maybe eventually volunteers, is best for us to maintain the grab-and-go fashion for the time being, for the foreseeable future.
Food insecurities amongst children in La Plata County are greater than ever. For the last 10 years, Mana Soup Kitchen has developed a backpack program that provides meals to Durango School District's 9R students in need outside of Mana's normal operating hours. The initial goal was to provide 7 meals over the weekend while school was in session. Hunt says they were averaging 150 to 200 backpacks per week, and by mid-April, that number increased to 480 backpacks per week, split between the school district and the Boys and Girls Club of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe. Hunt says for the first time ever, this program will expand into the summer.
Yeah, I mean, it was an increase like we had never seen before, and we were really lucky because a few months earlier, we had hired an AmeriCorps to facilitate the backpack program, and previously it had been all volunteer run. With us not having volunteers on our campus, she completely took this over and was able to facilitate the highest number of backpacks that we've ever seen go out. And in addition, the need was so persistent and so high that for the first time, we are providing the backpacks through the summer. We'll be providing 240 backpacks a week to Durango School District 9R, who will distribute them between, I think, 6 schools.
The need for food is great. And Moore says that with so much unknown, her and her team and community partners' main focus is to keep people fed.
In this time, it's very hard to plan, but I think that here at Mana, we've actually learned a lot going through these last couple months. And we realize how important these grab-and-go meals are to the community because it's just so accessible. So we're really trying to figure out what the future looks like. And just depending on what the regulations and how those change in the next few months, Mana will continue to evolve with those changes. Our main mission is to feed those that are food insecure.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.